4 HKX Mobile. This is 4 SKD. How you doing?
How are you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm headed home. Well, headed to get some food and to the house. And hopefully sit down and relax a little bit. It's been a crazy day.
Hear that, but glad it's done and you're almost home after you pick you up something to eat there. So, glad to hear that.
Busy at work. I mean, I don't mind being busy, but great. They're running wide open. You know, just everything got great.
You must be in a pretty bad area. You're breaking up pretty good there.
How's it now?
Patrick, you must be over there, 123, that area.
The top of the hill now, is it any better?
But that area over there, I find the repeater's pretty scratchy, and it's not, nothing you can really do about it. I can copy you, I just let you know you're pretty scratchy.
In a bad area, kind of a spot there. But anyway, I just want to go home and sit down and relax a little bit and unstress for a while.
You get to do that and put your feet up and relax for a little bit.
I mean, there's always something to work on, but it's too dark and cold right now. And I was texting some of my cousins in Ohio. They say it's really supposed to get brutally cold up there.
It's supposed to get cold up here. I was looking at the weather earlier today, and they're calling for it to be down in the low teens Saturday morning, Sunday morning, that kind of thing. So we'll see. They're calling for an ice storm up here Saturday, so or Sunday, I mean. Still a little far out on that one. We'll see if it gets here, but I'm praying it don't.
Yeah, I don't like them ice storms, and they can be pretty destructive, too. The last really bad one we had here was December of 2002. We had an ice storm that knocked power off quite a, you know, quite a lot of people that lost power.
That, and we haven't had one up here in quite a while either, so we're due. So it's probably the year for it with the way things have been going.
So, driving like my brother, he drives a lot. It's, for him to drive 20 miles a week on his job. But I'll be listening here, KC4SKD.
So here, there was another repeater come across for me up here. I didn't know what it was, so I was just trying to listen to it. But yeah, is your brother the one that lives up in Asheville, the one that does all the driving?
He drives quite a lot, so. And then there's some days he just sits at home because he doesn't have any calls.
But I think it's that you said he drives about 1,000 miles a week.
Every week. I mean, that can't happen for him, but I feel kind of sorry for him. So sometimes he changes clothes with him because he might end up spending the night somewhere.
Yeah, with these new regulations on CDLs, that's very possible. You hit that time limit, you're done.
I don't know what we're going to end up doing Saturday because it's supposed to be pretty chilly. You know, sometimes we just clean house, and the other day we cleaned out some closets and found some stuff I've been looking for. And I thought, man, this is good to clean out closets every once in a while.
Same thing yesterday. I cleaned out my closet in my office there, going, getting rid of some old business stuff, and found some things that I'd eaten that I'd forgot about.
That I had bought for the alarm system and forgot about, and I'm glad I did because I was about ready to have to order some more because I like to keep one or two around in case one of the sensor's batteries goes dead.
Thing to have around is a couple extra on something like that. You never know when you're going to need them and don't want to wait 3 or 4 days to get them.
The aggravating thing about that is the other night one of the batteries went dead at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was sleeping so good, and the alarm starts going, beep, 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 beep. I thought, oh, no.
a good time at 4 o'clock in the morning, is it?
That's got him silenced and laid back down. I don't remember if I went back to sleep or not. Another thing we had at one point in time that we had a smoke detector under the house, and that didn't last long because the first time the battery goes down in it, you got to go open the door and crawl up into the house, and it's real dirty into there. So that didn't, I decided real quick, like, nah, we'll just take a chance.
Risk worth the reward on that one.
It'd be neat to have it so that you could, so that the battery was up in the house, you know, where you could just get to it, change it real easy, and have a long wire run down there or something.
I heard of a smoke detector under the house anyway. That's a new one on me.
We've also got one in the attic too, but it's a lot easier to get to if the battery goes dead in the middle of the night.
And I've dealt with ones in the attic, but never one in the crawl space.
Our crawl space is very, very pleasant. It's dirty, nasty. It's not good and clean like some crawl spaces I've seen.
Mine's the same way. You're crawling around on your belly in the dirt until you get to one side of it. Then you can almost hunch over and walk, but not quite.
Well, I'll sign with you, Patrick. I'm hoping you can get into a parking space and get supper. But good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your evening.
And I just pulled on the road to the house. Larry, good to talk to you, and I hope you get to put your feet up this evening and enjoy it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, have a good evening. We'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
And 4ZLK.
One, I got just a minute left.
Hey, hello. Glad you're headed home. Hope you can enjoy your evening. Are you? Did you taking this whole week off?
I'll start back fresh Monday morning.
You too. It was quiet out here today.
Didn't have my big mouth on the repeater all the time. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I was saying.
Make sure I'll just say it for you.
Yeah. Went ahead and putting that out there so I didn't have to.
On your normal schedule, or are you having to run a night shift again?
Normal schedule, but I don't know if you heard, they got 85 shut down both directions at White Horse Road. They got it shut down. They pulled over a truck driver, and they're saying that he said he had a bomb on board. So now every back road all around Donaldson Center, everywhere I have to go, it's all backed up.
Blurb about that, but I didn't know where. You know how they don't repeat where things are happening. They start talking about it. Well, you be careful out there, and hopefully they get that sorted out, and it's not really a bomb. He's just running his mouth.
They supposedly taking him into custody, which they need to if you say something like that. But I'm driving back, trying to get back to the building, because everything I do is right around there in the afternoon. So I'm looking. I've got to go back to my last place, but traffic is just horrendous going that way. So anyway, it'll work out. You be careful. Have a good night. Say hello to Elise. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Okay. 7-3, I just pulled in the driveway. You tell Belton family we said hello. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.